the crossing. See this restless city. See the way that dad in the business shirt and tie reaches his right arm out to grip the left hand of his daughter, waiting for the little green man to flash and tell them when to walk across Adelaide and into Queen Street Mall. The girl's in a high school uniform and looks about 12, and if she's anything like my 12-year-old daughter, she probably doesn't hug her old man as much as she used to. But look at them, at the traffic lights. He's reaching for her hand instinctively because there are fast-moving cars about and at least 6 grumbling council buses. He's probably been doing that protective reach for her hand ever since she could run. Nothing more terrifying than a wide-eyed toddler on the loose and approaching the ever-enticing push button of a busy traffic light crossing. She'd probably refuse his hand if her friends were about, but there are only strangers here, so he knows that he can hold her hand tight and she knows she can let him. And for the next 10 seconds of that dad's life, he knows for certain that she is safe and she is secure. And he is so clearly and definitively doing the one thing he is certain now that he was put on this earth to do. To be a father for her. And I know for a fact he wishes he could stop time here and now. Because he knows that she will grow. He wishes he could change the world and the way it spins. But he knows the only person with the power to change the world is her. She will grow because she must. She will soon discover the music of the Smiths. And she will teensplain Johnny Marr's guitar playing to her father like she was the first person in the world to ever truly appreciate it. She will take 2 or 3 puffs on a joint at her friend Kayla's 17th birthday party and realize she gets a better high from the words of Emily Bronte. Her first car will be a secondhand red Toyota Yaris. And she will fall in love with a boy named Arizona who plays bass in a punk band called Forked Tongue. And that boy, he will break her heart. She will work hard for no money, and then she will work hard for lots of money. And she will meet someone true, and then one perfect and quiet afternoon, she will ask her father to walk her down the aisle of Our Ladies of Victory's church, Bowen Hills. And they will hold each other's hands as tightly as they hold them now at this crossing, but there'll be no flashing green man to tell them when to walk down that aisle safely and securely. They'll have to make that decision for themselves. Daughter and dad, together. He would do anything for her. But at the end of that church aisle, he'll have to do the one thing he never really ever wanted to do for her. Let go of her hand. But for now, for the next 10 seconds of that father's life, she can stay right there in his grip. She can stay. And then comes the inevitable push button buzz of life. And she lets go of his hand. She lets go of him. And she's off, 2 paces ahead of dad as she crosses the street. And the little green man rushes more than anyone because the little green man knows that life's too short and moves too fast for fathers. And that particular one in the business shirt and tie crossing the street has about as much chance of keeping up with his daughter as he does of stopping time.